with the Sunny Morning Show. And part of our thing that we do on the program is it's known as Wildcat Wednesday, where we talk about things that are going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Joining us in the studio right now to talk about summer youth camps is the Associate Director of Campus Rec at Northern Michigan University, Tricia Bush. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got all kinds of things. I know this is a big thing at Northern to do things for youth in our community to come and do. And you directly are doing stuff with the rec area and the rec department, I should say, at NMU. What you got going on?
Yeah. One of the things, one of our most popular programs is our traditional summer camp, kids camp. We call it Wildcat Kids Camp. Of course, you have to use the Wildcat name. Wildcat Kids Camp, and then also Wildcat Tween Camp. And we run those all summer, the Monday after the kids get out of school. We run them up until right about when we start Northern. So we do have to end a little bit early in the summer because Northern starts before the Market Area Public Schools do. But
so what goes on? Because you say kind of a traditional camp kind of thing. What do you do?
So we have all kinds of sports activities. We swim every day. That's probably the most exciting for the kids. They look forward to getting in the pool. So we utilize the pool. We utilize the ice rink. We get to ice skate once a week. We get to use the climbing wall and have those new adventures and experiences on the wall. We also fill it with, you know, your typical sports games, your kickball, soccer, dodgeball, basketball. And then we also spend time outside doing, you know, little adventures.
Just kind of getting out and just experiencing
exactly.
The area. Now, where are the kids from? Like, who are the kids? Where can the kids come from? Is this like Upper Peninsula based? Is it anywhere? Where do they come from?
Yeah, typically this one is mostly local. So sure. A lot of Marquette, Nagani, and Ishpeming families, because they use it where they come either a full week or they come 2 days a week all summer. You can kind of pick and choose what best fits your needs and schedule.
What is the process to get the kids in the camp? How do you do that?
Yeah, you go through our website. Everything we have is listed online. It is an online registration program. So nmu.edu/recreation, and that'll take you to a youth rec page, and then you'll see the registration form right there on there.
How about other camps that I know you do with your department in particular for youth that people can check out?
Yeah, we do have quite a few. I was just counting and I lost count, but it was over 30.
Wow.
We have over 30 sports camps this summer, you know, from basketball for boys and girls, hockey, lacrosse, golf, swim and dive, football, cross country, volleyball.
I understand that the football one and the hockey one both are quite popular in our community, too. Obviously, I mean, we're, you know, a hockey town and we like the Wildcats on the field with football. But those are pretty popular. So probably get in now if you're going to do that, or at least as soon as registration opens.
Yep. Registration is open right now for all of our programs. For the sports camp ones, you can find those on nmuwildcats.com/camps. And that's a different website, but they all kind of link back to each other. So,
Tricia, you do have a few that are coming up here very soon that you want to make sure people know about, that there's still time to get involved. But some of these first rounds of some of these sports camps are kicking in pretty quick.
Right. We have Little Kickers, which is always a fun little name. We have Little Kickers for soccer. It's kindergarten through third grade, girls and boys. And that actually starts next week on May 14th. So you can still register for it, or you can also register at the door. There is an online registration through nmuwildcats.com/camps. In May, we also have our spring training clinic for swim and diving. So there's still some spots left there, as well as the Wildcat Running Group coming up the end of May.
And again, the website for information about these youth sports camps is what?
nmuwildcats.com/camps.
And you also, through the Campus Rec, have some other ones that are coming up and things that are going on. And it's time now to find out more information as well. What are some of the highlights of what's happening this summer with the youth camps through that specific department?
Yeah, Wildcat Kids, the kids have a blast. It's K through 5. They really enjoy being able to utilize the full sports complex at Northern. So we utilize the Superior Dome, the Berry Event Center, and the Peef Building. And being able to go in and out of those three buildings and the surrounding areas, the kids just enjoy that, kind of being where the college athletes are.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to see some of this. And, you know, as they're that young, probably walking into some place like the Superior Dome is probably just... They're probably awestruck by it if they've never been there before.
Absolutely. They love going in there, and they think it's really neat when the turf is down, and they're like, oh, we're where they play football, and they get really excited. So we just play random games like line tag on the football field. We don't actually play football, but they love it. They just love being in the facility.
Well, it seems like a great opportunity for kids to get in some activity, some movement, and then even learn a few things as well, possibly with some of the things that you're doing. Again, if people want to find out more about the NMU Rec Sports Youth Programs, what's the best way to find out more information?
Yeah, calling our rec sports office at 906-227-2519 or going directly to our website at nmu.edu/recreation.
Tricia Bush in the studio with us this morning for Wildcat Wednesday, Associate Director of Campus Rec at Northern Michigan University, talking about summer youth camps. Thanks for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure, and let's get some kids out there doing some fun stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.